Robert was not sure which academic path he should choose. He took a variety of unrelated courses, including philosophy, French literature, English, introductory calculus, history, and three chemistry courses: qualitative analysis, gas analysis, and organic chemistry. He briefly considered architecture, but because he had loved Greek in high school, he also toyed with the thought of becoming a classicist, or even a poet or painter. "The notion that I was traveling down a clear track," he recalled, "would be wrong." But within months, he settled on his first passion, chemistry, as a major. Determined to graduate in 3 years, he took the maximum number of allowed courses, 6. But each semester, he also managed to audit 2 or 3 others. With virtually no social life, he studied long hours, though he made an effort to hide the fact because somehow it was important to him that his brilliance appear effortless. He read all 3,000 pages of Gibbon's classic history, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. He also read widely in French literature and began writing poetry, a few examples of which appeared in Hound and Horn, a student journal. "When I am inspired," he wrote Herbert Smith, "I jot down verses. As you so neatly remarked, they aren't either meant or fit for anyone's perusal, and to force their masturbatic excesses on others is a crime. But I shall stuff them in a drawer for a while, and, if you want to see them, send them off." That year, T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland was published, and when Robert read it, he instantly identified with the poet's sparse existentialism. His own poetry dwelt with themes of sadness and loneliness. Early in his tenure at Harvard, he wrote these lines: "The dawn invests our substance with desire, and the slow light betrays us and our wistfulness. When the celestial saffron is faded and grown colorless, and the sun gone sterile, and the growing fire stirs us to waken, we find ourselves again, each in his separate prison, ready, hopeless, for negotiation with other men."